Isaiah 19, this is the judgment upon Egypt. And verse 2, I will stir up the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they will fight each one against his brother, and each one against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. When you look at how God has judged people historically, it is nearly always in this way, turning them against each other. You think of a number of battles that Israel fought at several times in their history. I say fought. They didn't fight. God turned their enemies against each other. You think the great victory that Gideon had. All the Midianites fled away thinking they were being attacked, and then they started fighting each other in the dark, killing each other. Several times this happened. Some of the campaigns of Joshua, etc. This is always God's preference, to destroy people more by allowing them to destroy themselves. And that has got to be given its due weight. You find it later on in the book of Revelation, where the horns hate the whore. The whole beast system is indeed judged by God, but it actually destroys itself. That's the idea. It turns in upon itself. And so division is God's judgment. And I want to emphasize that. This is a theme that runs right through the Bible, that division is judgment from God, working through the human tendency to divide, subdivide, and turn upon our brother. That is a tendency within human nature. And God works through that in order to bring about judgment. One takeaway from that is that the mentality that says division is necessary, we must walk out, we must divide when something is disagreeable to us or even wrong. We must leave. We must be against those people who are now classified as apostate. No. This actually is living out your own condemnation. And I suggest it's better in all the frictions that one ends up in within the body of believers to always leave it that they kick you out. Look at my life. That was the example. I always waited until they kicked me out because I failed in all sorts of ways. But on that bit, I think I did right. Leave any division to other people. Jesus taught this, really, when he tells the disciples, the time will come when they will throw you out of the synagogues. He doesn't say to them, look, you leave the synagogue system. Even though the synagogue system was well and truly wrong, they didn't accept Jesus as Messiah to start with. They believed in hellfire, immortal soul, all sorts of wrong conceptions. Their whole conception of Messiah was definitely wrong. They had believed, obviously, in the devil, demons, and so forth. They had all these wrong ideas, as you can see in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. But Jesus doesn't say, they got that wrong, get out. They were full of hypocrisy. They were full of sexual immorality, ripping old ladies off for their money, all this kind of thing. And Jesus doesn't say, just get out of that lot. He says the time will come when they will throw you out. And that needs to be given its due weight, because division can never in that sense be justified. And you look at the decline of many churches. I think of the church of my youth in the suburb of Clapham in South London, that was huge at its time, hundreds of members, huge Sunday school. Where is it now? It doesn't exist. And why doesn't it exist? Because they killed each other. They fought each other, destroyed each other, their bitterness. And this is a judgment from God. I will remove your candlestick. And that was many years ago, decades ago. I'm going back, but you can see it probably in your own life, that division is a work of the flesh, and yet God uses it to judge people, to destroy them, because he prefers not to judge people himself, but to allow them to take the consequence of their own behavior. And so you think of any form of relationship breakup within families, between spouses, any form of relationship breakup, there is an element to which that is, of course, the fault of one or both parties concerned, and yet God will, as it were, use that as judgment. Now, this idea of the Egyptians being destroyed by themselves, you see this in verse 14 of Isaiah 19. Yahweh has mixed a spirit of division in the midst of her. God put a spirit or a mind or a heart of division in the midst of her. So division is a sin, it's a work of the flesh, and yet God will put it in the midst of people, just like an evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul every time when his own natural spirit was moved to jealousy against David. You read that an evil spirit from the Lord came upon him. So he was confirmed in that way in which he wanted to go. If you're bitter and cranky and argumentative and gotta have your way, you're a type A personality and everyone's gotta be wrong and it's your way or the highway, I'm afraid God will magnify that. Now, the other way is true. God will give the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of peace, the Spirit of unity, to those who in their heart of hearts want that. The Septuagint here in verse 14, instead of a spirit of division, you read the spirit of error. And that is the phrase used in 1 John 4, and we're told that that is, as it were, given today. So these are not just historical incidents. God can work directly upon the human heart, and he will do not to force us, not to just zap us with a position we didn't previously hold, but he will work upon us to confirm us in the way in which we choose to go.